Well, way back when Larry Weber was in the classroom, he used to tell his students that very rarely in February were they going to get a snow day, because the kinds of snows that cause snow days rarely happen in February. They usually happen in March. And because we're getting all this snow during spring break or winter break and over the weekend, that streak may hold yet. Larry Weber, what a genius. Good morning, Sunshine.
Yeah, you know, you did a good job of quoting me there.
I listened to you carefully, Larry.
It's not a good idea to pin yourself down. And so it's always good to give a little leeway. The Weather Service is really good at that. But to say it rarely happens, I think I said something that it happens something like once every 10 years. This is really a surprise, especially when you looked at the first half of February. We had gotten only 2 inches of snow, and it was very low precipitation. It looked like the whole winter had kind of wimped out on us. And then things turned around. Mother Nature is always full of surprises. And, yeah, we had these snows that kind of blend together to look like really we only had 2 snowstorms. By the time we get to Sunday, we'll actually be 4. Now, it's an interesting forecast. I saw the same thing this morning, forecast of heavy snow. Now, do they mean heavy as far as lifting or heavy as far as number of inches? I don't know. I would prefer the heavy as far as number of inches, because heavy snow that's wet is really difficult
to
deal with.
Well, the National Weather Service, and I'll say this as somebody who's been reading their forecasts for close to 40 years, the National Weather Service usually doesn't make any kinds of comments about, unless they say heavy wet snow. If they're saying heavy snow, they're talking about inches.
That's what I think, too. Not only that, but I look at the temperatures. It's easy when it starts to get snow to overlook the statistic of the temperatures. But you said it right there. The temperatures will be mild. We will be in the 30s in the daytime for several days now. The snow falling Saturday night, however, will be in the 20s. The snow that fell last night was about the same thing. It was in the upper teens. So it's not really that heavy of a snow. But, yes, it is interesting. It also turned around a statistic. I can remember, you talk about 40 years, I've been keeping weather stats for 40 years, and only 1 year out of all those 40, and I don't remember which one it was, I believe it was in the 90s, only 1 year we had February as being the snowiest month. And so far, yes, that is happening now. February, thanks to this new snow we just got, February now has outdone December and, of course, outdone January. The other interesting statistic, we are going to be ending the month this week, and unless there's a major turnaround, and I'm not so sure it's going to happen, the average temperature for February will be less than that of January, and the snowfall, obviously, is more than that of January. So we kind of took a step back into winter. The days continue to get longer, however, and things continue to happen. We are now reaching the sunrise time of 7 o'clock, or perhaps even a little earlier than 7 o'clock. By the end of the month, we will have 11 hours of daylight, and that is moving towards two things that are going to happen soon in March. The first being the second weekend of March, we will change our clocks, and then shortly thereafter, in somewhere around the 21st of March, we will celebrate the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. So those things continue to happen regardless of the temperature and regardless of the snow. I don't know. I was hoping we'd have a few more days below zero before we get to the 1st of March. At my house here, I have recorded 46 days where we had zero or below. And I was hoping we would get to 50 by March, but I don't think it's going to happen. Typically in March, we do get days below zero in the first half. But by the time we get to the second half, we don't. Other things of note going on, the heavy snows has impacted several things that have really been interesting. Probably the most obvious is the trees. They've just been fabulous. The deciduous trees on their branches with no leaves are holding some snow. Yes, but because they have no leaves, they're not overburdened, and I don't see any of them bent way down or anything like that. The pine trees, which have the needles, are holding some snow as well from these recent snows. But it is the spruces that are really outstanding. They're just laden with snow, and their branches are bent down. Oh, they just look fabulous. It's just a wonderful thing to see. And critters are taking advantage of this new snow. It's harder to find. You mentioned something about finding tracks. It's a little harder to find tracks right now. I've been seeing a lot of deer tracks. It's a big critter. They walk through the snow. The Weather Service says we have about 15 or 16 inches of snow on the ground, which makes walking kind of difficult. So they make a trail, and they continue to follow that trail, and I've been seeing plenty of tracks from deer. The squirrels remain active. They know that there's food at the bird feeder, but it was interesting to notice that they tunneled in many cases. They tunneled through the snow to get there. Red squirrels do a lot of tunneling. Gray squirrels, not very much. But to take this amount of snow, they would tunnel. The other little critters, the shrews and the mice and so forth, I have been seeing very few of their tracks, and that's because they probably are under the snow and very active under the snow. And then yesterday, as I was cross-country skiing, I came by a site where a rough grouse had jumped into the snow and buried itself and eventually flew out of it. They're taking advantage of the same thing. I've been seeing rough grouse each of the last few mornings up in the trees feeding on buds. Late winter can be a difficult time for lots of critters out there, and it is amazing how some of them survive through the whole winter, and then when it gets toward the end, that's when they really suffer. It's harder to find food, and there are many cases. I have had, in each of the last two winters, I have had a beaver lodge near my house here where the beaver has not done a good job in predicting the winter, and its food cache has run out. What it had to do is gnaw through the ice, climb up on the shore, and find some more food. Muskrats have a rough time, too, when the food gets low this time of year, and sometimes they just get desperate to the point where they find a hole in the ice, and they get out, and they climb, and they try to go somewhere else to find food. Usually, those trips are futile, and so late winter can be a hard time, so we'll see now as we go into March how much that happens. March is a really hard month to predict. Many, many years, we get a tremendous amount of snow, and then we had that wonderful March of 2010, where there was no snow, early melting and all that. It is just a weird, difficult month to predict. Other things of note, birds continue to come to bird feeders on a days like this when they have a good amount of snow. So I always make sure there's a section of the bird feeder that has a roof on it where I can put the bird food underneath that roof, and yes, they can still get to it without having to dig through the snow. I've been getting still about a dozen species every day. The red pole flock, somewhere around 40, continues to hang around. But one bird that I think has probably moved on by now is pine grosbeak. I haven't seen them for several days. I still continue to see the woodpeckers, the nuthatches, the blue jays, and the one juncal that continues to hang around. And we had a couple of visits this past week of the wild turkeys coming by as well. Yeah, things are moving on, and it is going to be interesting to watch. We had a winter back at 06-07. Where the total amount of snowfall for that was a little over 10 years ago, was the total amount of snowfall for the winter was 80 inches, which is nothing tremendous. Anyway, what makes it amazing is 40 of those inches, half of it, fell end of February, early March. So things can still happen and bring a few surprises to us. So I'd say, Lisa, get out and enjoy it.
Well, Larry, I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. We will schmooze soon. You take good care of you. Larry Weber this morning. He is an author, educator, naturalist, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.